So how do those two goals feel for you tonight?
They're good. They're definitely they're fun, and you know, they're kind of big goals. So to be able to get the bench to get up a little bit and give us a little momentum is definitely a good thing.
Yeah, you've got 12 points now against the Buckeyes in your six games playing against them. How did what makes it such like a dominant performance for you against this team?
I'm not sure. I don't know if it's just I get up for a conference game, or if it's you know, like, kind of like the way they play. They're up and down, kind of like us, and kind of, you know, opens up our opportunities. So I don't know exactly what it is, but hopefully it continues.
That's a nice success with Justin Kloos and Ren Pitlick on that line. What do you pinpointed that's worked really well for you three this season?
Yeah, I think they're obviously really, really good players, and they're really fast, and they can move the puck really well. And you can see tonight Justin made an unbelievable pass to me, and on the second one they both kind of set that play up where Justin just, I don't know, got to the net and I was able to finish it off. But yeah, those guys are really good players, and they can move the puck really well, and I think we're building some chemistry right now.
In those first 10 minutes, it looked like you guys kind of got off to a rough start, and then you come back and get the lead after the first. What was the dialogue, I guess, on the bench? How did you find a way out of that slump?
Yeah, I think, like you said, at first we were struggling a little bit, and we were kind of you know, getting on each other, and you know, we knew what we had to do. We kind of had to step up and get back to our game, get pucks deep, and get to work. So we had to stick to our game plan, and you know, it ended up working out.
All good.